This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyan. President Dropadi Murmu addressed the nation on the eve of Republic Day today and wished the 76th Republic Day. The president, while highlighting the country's economic progress in her address, said that the whole world is watching the pace of India's progress. She appealed to the youth of the country to cooperate in the progress. While highlighting the infrastructure, the president said that in these 10 years, road, railway connectivity, etc., have progressed a lot. She said that the country is also committed to the progress of women and children. While discussing the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj, the president called upon the countrymen to stay connected with their cultural and literary roots. She said that only through education can the youth of the country move forward. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that more than 360 vibrant villages will have 4G connectivity by June this year. He said this while interacting with special guests from the vibrant villages in New Delhi. In the eve of the 76th Republic Day tomorrow, he said that out of 662 vibrant villages, 474 such villages will have on-grid electrification and 127 villages will have off-grid electrification. He added that these schemes and initiatives are part of the government's mission to transform these vibrant villages through a bottom-to-top approach. India is celebrating the 15th National Voters Day today. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post today, wished the people of the nation on National Voters Day and emphasized the importance of citizens exercising their right to vote, highlighting participation as key to shaping the nation's future, and further praised the Election Commission for the exemplary efforts in this regard. He also shared a clip from his Mann Ki Baat program where he called the India mother of democracy and highlighted the importance of people's participation, noting how India's democracy has grown stronger over the years. The theme for this year's National Voters Day is Nothing Like Voting, I Vote For Sure. Emphasizing the importance of participation in the electoral process and encouraging voters to take pride in exercising their franchise. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with President of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, in New Delhi today. India and Indonesia today exchanged several agreements in the fields of health cooperation, traditional medicine, maritime safety and security, cultural exchange, and digital development. The third India-Indonesia CEO Forum's report was also presented. In his press statement after holding bilateral and delegation-level talks, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said there were extensive discussions with President Prabowo on various aspects of mutual cooperation. Mr. Modi said, to enhance cooperation in the defense sector, India and Indonesia have decided to work together in defense manufacturing and supply chain. The Governor's Secretariat at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar, today celebrated the 15th National Voters Day under the theme Nothing Like Voting, I Vote For Sure. During the event, the Secretary to the Governor, Darede Sharad Bhaskar, administered the National Voters Day pledge to the official, reaffirming their commitment to upholding India's democratic traditions and ensuring free, fair, and peaceful elections. Speaking on the occasion, Darede emphasized the critical role of every vote in strengthening the country's democratic framework and said that voting is not only a fundamental right but also a tribute to the essence of democracy, underscoring the power voters hold in shaping the nation's future. The 15th National Voters Day was commemorated in the conference hall of the Deputy Commissioner's DC office, Tawang. The event celebrated democracy and encouraged voter participation. To mark the occasion, a free health checkup camp was organized within the DC office premises by the District TB Control Society in collaboration with District Health Society. The camp provided free blood sugar and blood pressure tests, counseling to tobacco cessation, and mobile Ayu Seva services to the public. The program was graced by the presence of in-charge Deputy Commissioner Sange Wangmu Mosubi, ESC election Siring Chodan, and other officers, along with newly registered young voters. In a remarkable demonstration of civil-military synergy, the troops of Gajraj Corps of the Indian Army swiftly responded to a SOS call from the Tawang administration to combat a massive jungle fire that erupted in Sukiur under Pamakhar Circle of Lungla Subdivision of Tawang yesterday morning. The two firefighting Columns led by dedicated officers were immediately mobilized. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.